The current majority in Parliament has nominated and accepted the Member of Parliament for Tamale South, Haruna Idrisi, as their leader in Parliament. According to sources, he was proposed by General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Esiedu Nketiah, at a meeting with the party's caucus. He beat MP for Ketu North and Chairman for the Finance Committee of Parliament, James Kluche Afeji, to the top position. MP for Wild West, Joseph Yilichere, who was part of the meeting that took the decision, said the decision was unanimous.
Yes, they have been confirmed. Indeed, the party chairman and the party general secretary and the current leadership of the state parliament, together with the MPs elect for the state parliament, were present when the decision was made.
Now, going by
So they have been confirmed. And that is the decision of the party and the minority side of the 7th parliament, even though they have not yet been sworn in.
Who is occupying which position in the house? You only know of Mr. Haruna Idrisi, who will be the minority leader. Who are the other names?
James Afeji, he used to be the finance committee chairman. Then we have Mutaga Mubarak, he is the chief whip. We have Ibrahim Ahmed, he is a deputy whip. And then Comfort Boyo, MP for Ada, second deputy whip. Of course, the current leader, majority leader, will move to become the second deputy speaker.
Now, was this a unanimous approval, or there were people who had dissenting views?
No, I mean, this is always by consensus, and it's consultation. In fact, the party chairman and the general secretary were in parliament to consult with the various regional caucuses. This is not something that you vote popularly. It is by consultation. What is important is that we always have some basic criteria for the selection. One, regional balance has to be considered. Secondly, the gender has to be balanced as well, because you can't have a full bench without a lady. Of course, the other important thing is competence and the ability of the person